Our parasha speaks about all kinds of tumah, impurity, and it concludes with the laws of the Zov and the Zova. The way that the Torah summarizes it catches Rashi's eye, and he uses this to teach us not only what the Torah is referring to, the various types of Zov, as we shall see, but actually an understanding of what the nature of the impurity and the laws of Zov are in this summary towards the end of the parasha. So, Nachti parashas vekinti dinim fun zov, after the Torah has concluded the laws about a zov, which is a man who has a particular kind of emission, which is unnatural and renders him impure, and ish kiseitzim ben eshichav hazera, a man who has a regular emission, which is natural and also renders some level of impurity, nida, a woman in a state of menstruation, and Zava, and a woman who has a prolonged menstruation, is the Torah Messiah Masef HaSedra. At the end of all of that, the Torah concludes, Zois Torah HaZov, this is the law of the Zav, Va'asher Tetzem Menashech HaZera Goymer, as well as the law of the person who has an emission, Va'adova B'nidosa, Va'azov, as a Zoivoy, and the woman in a state of Nida, and the Zav, La'zochor V'lanakeva Goymer, these are the laws as they apply respectively to males and to females. So it's Rashi of Demeforesh. Rashi quotes on this as follows. Zois Torah HaZov. When the Torah says, these are the laws of the Zov, that's referring to Bal Re'ia Achas, the person who has only had a single Zov emission, because it is possible for a person to have one Zov emission, two consecutive Zov emissions, either on the same day or on consecutive days, or three consecutive emissions. And each one will have a different set of laws. So firstly, the one who has a single emission, Vasher Tetzim Menashich Hazera, what is his law? He's like a person who's had a healthy emission. Haru Kebal Keritome Tumaserev, he is like any man who has had a seminal emission, who is impure for the day and goes to the mikveh and then is purified. Then Vahazov Es Zoivoy, the next category is a person who has a second consecutive Zov emission, Bal Shtei Re'iois, or Bal Sholesh Re'iois, as well as the person who has three Zav emissions in a row, Shaterasim of Forashe, Meforeshes Lamaila, their laws have all been expressly explained in the Pasuk earlier. That's what Rashi says. So Lenin Meforesh and the commentaries on the Rashi point out what's bothering Rashi. Why does he have to speak about this at all? As Ashes Hechech to Lenin, Azeus Teras Azov meant that when the Torah says that this is the law of the Zav, it means Ni di Teras Azov and Velchesetzach Fri and Parsha, not what we've already learned about the Zav who had two emissions or the Zav who had three emissions. Now, Bal Ria Achas, Rashi is innovating an insight over here that the Torah is actually speaking about a person who had a single emission. And we're only going to learn what his status is now for the first time in the Pasuk. So what forces Rashi to say that? As Rashi says, what is the rule of such a person? Is von dem, was die Teirich hast, iber noch einmal in dem Pasuk Shalachreze, vahazov, es zoived loi zochar. So the Mepharshim says, because Rashi looked at the next Pasuk where it reiterates the same words, vahazov, es zoivoy, and that alerted Rashi to say, we're about to learn new information about a person who has a single zov emission, and that he has the same halachic status as a regular case of what's called a Baal Keri. Deriber lent Rashi as these three psukim. So this is how Rashi learns it. The two psukim, zois, teiras, hazov. Unhazov es zoivoy, the expression that says this is the law of the Zav. And then the next pasuk, which speaks about the Zav in his state of Zivus, Redim Vegetzvei Sugim, are describing two different experiences or categories of people. Alef Zois, Teres Azov, when it says this is the law of the Zav, Red Vegan Balri Acha says Rashi, well, that's talking about the person who becomes a Zav for the first time, has his first emission. And Dos, was the pasuk Delta Seifs von Zav Bechlal, and the reason that the pasuk in various ways has separated this from the other types of Zav who were described earlier in the parasha, and even here are described by a different expression, is Val Balri Achas Hot and Under Din. The reason is because this person has a different halacha to a regular Zav. What is that halacha? From the Balri Achas, Haruka Bal Keri, that he has the lighter form of impurity, like a Bal Keri, which can be resolved in the course of a single mikveh immersion on a single day. Then there's another category, Beis Vahazov Es Zoive, the person who is a proper Zav. Main Bal Shtei Rios, Bal Sholesh Rios, those laws that are unique to the Zav only begin after the Zav has had a second and certainly a third emission, Sheterosim Afreshes Namaila, and that information, says Rashi, was already expressly given to us by the Torah earlier in this parasha. That's what the Mephoroshim say. However, Mendafor B'Fashtem, we need to understand if that really is plausible. The Pirish, as the Tzvei Sugim and the Tzvei Psukim Do, Zayin Bal Ria Achas, on Baal Shteri is Baal Sholesh is. Let's say we're going with this argument. So the one part of the Pasuk is talking about a Zav who's not really a full Zav because he's only had a single emission versus the other people who are complete Zavim Because if they had two or three emissions, that's not so clear. If you're trying to learn pshat, remember, Rashi's job is not to tell us halacha, but to tell us what the psukim mean, doesn't fit so neatly in the pshat for three key reasons. Vile. Number one, aleph. Why is it that we're only getting introduced to the Zov who has a single emission right at the end of the parasha? After we've seen the other forms of Zov, and we've had Hashem telling Moshe to instruct the Jewish people to be wary of the laws of impurity, don't you think it would have made more sense to discuss the Zov who has a single emission in the laws of Zav earlier in the parasha, or at the very least in the laws of the Baal Keri, who is similar to him, halachically, earlier in the parasha. Bafrat, considering that the person who is a Baal Keri is pretty much the same as a Zav who's only had one emission, plus the logic that you can never get to a Zav who has a second emission unless he's had a first emission. So logically, we should have spoken about the first emission earlier, at least in the context, and probably before we got to the Zav of two emissions. So this doesn't sit very comfortably. As the words don't sit very comfortably. If we're going with this explanation of Rashi, that the one pasuk is referring to a Zav who has a single emission, and the other pasuk to the person who has two or three emissions, if that's the case, then we have to take those words, this is the law, and say it's actually referring in two opposite directions. In other words, it's referring to what we've already read and what we're going to read. When we're talking about which is the first thing that you're going to read, well, that's referring to information we're going to now be given. What's coming next? That is the law of Azov. And then when it continues, what seems to also be part of Zois Toras, which is the laws of the Zov generally and the laws of the Zova and the Nida, main Zois Toras doski zokta fria. Then the words Zois Toras actually mean that which we've learned before. It's highly unusual to say the word Zois. This information is both what we're going to learn and what we have learned. Hamafureshes lamaila, as Rashi uses the expression, information that was already clarified earlier. So, question number one is, surely the discussion about the Zov Baal Re'iyah Achas belongs much earlier in the parasha and in a logical sequence, first emission before second. Then, the fact that the word Zois Toras, you can't really say it's saying this we're about to learn and that we have already learned. And lastly, Gimel, if he says, Desilin, Desachakel, from the Frigian Parshas, and Gansin, and Satan, and Vechel, Zashtein, now we're reaching the end of the Parsha, which sounds like the summary of the Parsha, except that everything is presented in a completely different order to how all these laws were originally presented within the Parsha. Meaning, Parsha Zov is Gekumen, Far, Ish, Ki, Satan, Menashtich, Vazera, Unida. In the Parsha, we first learned about a Zov, then we learned about a person who has a regular emission, and then we learned about a Nida. On dosh state vahazov ezoyvoy was lekrashi meant as the zov as terasim afreshes lemaila noch vahadova benidosa. And yeah, we're reversing the order if we're going to go with Rashi's, well, the way the Mefarshim explain Rashi, that hazov ezoyvoy is referring to the zov we learned about before, who was presented before the nida, and yet here is summarized after the nida. Snip woman, that doesn't make sense. Rashi mikra. Why would Rashi, whose style is to explain the simplest understanding of the pasuk, now learn as the tzvei sugim zayin baal riyah achas and baal shteriyos to baal sholish riyos? Why is he now learning that one thing that's discussed over here in the parasha in the summary is the zov has got a single emission, and the other thing that's discussed vazov esoyvo is referring to both the zov who has two or three emissions? Ehod gedaft lenin azoy steriyos gemis blaze asachakel from freer. It would be much simpler, surely, according to pshat, to say zoy steriyos. That's like a summary of everything that we have learned. Zeis teres hazov meint bal shtei re'iyos, and what we've already learned is about a zov who sees two emissions. Oh, okay, so zeis teres hazov, this is the summary of the laws we've already learned, the zov who had two emissions. Unva hazov es zoivoy, and then the additional words of the pasuk, well, that must be referring to the other class of zov that we've learned about, bal sholish re'iyos, the one who has three emissions, who has different laws, as we shall see. And that would align with the way that Rashi earlier explained it in Tchilas Parasha Zav, when he got to the beginning of the parasha of what the Zav is, as a Zayin and Mecholokim Tzvishin Sich, that the key difference between the Zav who has had two versus a Zav who has had three emissions is that Shtayim L'tuma, after two emissions, the person is impure in the unique way that a Zav is impure, which means Tumas Merkav U'Mishkav, that if you sit on something, you make it impure. You lie on something, you make it impure, etc. V'hashlish is maski kosel korban. And the third emission doesn't add any impurity, but rather makes the person liable to bring a korban. We know this information. That would have been the simpler way to explain it. Und das, was die Terror stellt, den Prat von so Balscholisch, wie es nicht mit dem Fahr, was er tät, wenn er gömer, nur zusammen mit der Zava. Aye, then you'll say, but same question we asked before, where's the chronology that we saw earlier in the parasha? Why don't we speak about the Zav Balsterios and then the Zav Balscholisch before we get into the Zava? What came in front from that? We could answer easily. Azos is val no di zwei, haben dem di miyucha, because only a Zav male and a Zava female share this unique Halacha, which is was tailed zei ois from the alle andere sugim da, which distinguishes them from all the other people on the list, as they daven haben a carbon, that they have to bring a carbon lechaper if the tumas aziva to cleanse their impurity. So why would Rashi give us what appears to be such a difficult pshat? All right, let's try and answer it based on the wording. Maybe the best answer is as Rashi Rashi is bothered by the fact that the Torah, which is always so succinct and precise, is using a double expression over here. Vahazov es zoivoy. Seems like extra words. Nitvin freeding pasuk zois teras hazov, whereas the previous pasuk was much more straightforward. This is the law of the zov. But the Lashon Zav shteip loizainmol, and it only uses the word Zav once, which is what you would have expected. So maybe what's caught Rashi's attention is that in the next pasuk it says Hazav es zoivoy, a what appears to be unnecessary redundancy. Von dem nem Rashi, and that would lead Rashi to believe as the pasuk is domer amazes tzvei sugim in Zav. Well, it's a double expression, maybe because it's referring to two types of Zav scenarios. Al derech v'rashat frir abgilente chilek. In fact, this wouldn't be the first time Rashi did this in the laws of Zav, because earlier on when we were first introduced into what the Zav is, there Rashi did note that there's a double expression which teaches us two laws within the Zav. Where do we see that? So here's how it goes. Rashi says, Mona Akosav Harishin, Re'io Shtayim. Rashi points out that the very first pasuk that speaks about a Zav counts two occasions of Zivus. Zov mi besaroi, zoivoy tomehu. Okay, so use the word zov twice. That teaches us we must be talking about a person who has had two emissions. Therefore, the word zov is used twice. Mona akosav asheni re'iyos sholosh. Whereas the next pasuk talks about zov three times, implying the person has experienced three emissions. Be zoivoy, ror besaroi es. So Rashi has already introduced us to the fact that when the Torah uses an expression of Zav more than once, it's to tell us that there's more than one scenario, or in this case, more than one emission. So maybe let's use similar logic over here and say what bothers Rashi about the second pasuk at the end of our parasha is that it says Hazav es Zoivoy. Maybe that's implying that there are two kinds of Zav. And then following that logic, between the two psukim at the end of the parasha, the word zav is mentioned now three times. So it's Torah's hazav, hazaves zoivoy. So you got three times in total. The ribel and Rashi hazois Torah's hazav main balriya achas. That would lead Rashi to say, well, the very first time must have been speaking about the very first possibility of a zav, a single emission, on vahazav es zoivoy. And then the additional doubled expression is balsterius or balsholishrius, referring to the person who has multiple emissions. Maybe that's Rashi's explanation. But it would be really difficult to convince us that that's what Rashi means, because in the same section, we have another double expression too. Because if I'm looking at the Pshat of the Psukim, the fact that it says Vahazov Esoivoy doesn't stand out so glaringly. It is aligned with and follows immediately after another doubled expression. Dem Kefel Aloshen Vahadovo Benidoso, where it spoke about the Nida in her state of Nida. Over Mela, Odni Kinot Zogen, Asrib Dems, Rashi, Lenin Azar, Vaitem Pshat, Avasar Vaitem Pirish. So if, after all, the Pasuk is speaking in double expressions about these impurities, Zav would not stand out to the extent that it would prompt Rashi to give what appears to be quite a stretch of an explanation. Zogen Azdos is Pshat, and then still say this is the simple meaning of the Pasuk, in Zayis Teres Azav Asher Goyma, that's actually what the words mean. plus v'noisif lozeh. Let's try and squeeze in and say, actually, but this is really what Rashi meant. And he really wanted us to look at those words, zav esoivoy, and from that learn that there are multiple states of zav being described over here in the pasuk. Afiloi mizol on nemanas, the kefal aloshim v'azav esoivoy is yeh adiuk in derech hapshat. Let's really stretch this and say, you know what? That double expression doesn't fit with the language of the simple pshat language of Torah, and therefore it attracts our attention. We have to explain it. Is up at the Ifin Halimud, but the way Rashi gets to an answer to rationalize why there's the double language is certainly not pshat. As a kefal aloshin is meramez of tzvei sugim. That idea that a double expression implies two states of zav, that's not an inyan medrash. That is much more the style and methodology of medrash. Rashi zogt frier, and Rashi said this earlier when we first learned the laws of Zav, by Mechiruk Tzvishon Shteiros and Sholosh Yeres, where he distinguishes between the halachic difference of a person who's had two Zav emissions versus one who's had three Zav emissions, where Rashi said, how do we know we're talking about two Riyos? Because it says Zav twice. How do we know we're talking about three Riyos? Because it says Zav three times. There Rashi clarified, as doesn't hit pshutay no midrashay. Rashi says clearly, I'm now giving you a midrashic, not a pshat insight. If that's the case, hot Rashi yichdo gidaf madgishain as empirish is midrashic. Rashi here should have said, this is a midrash. So we're back to our question. What is it that convinces Rashi that zoisteras hazov is referring to the zov baal ri'iya achas when it does not seem to fit logically, when it makes the word zoisteras appear to be speaking in two different directions, when it is information we haven't learned before? How does Rashi get to know this? Well, the key to understanding this is understanding the significance of zois toras. When and in what context does the Torah use that kind of an expression? So the lashon zois toras azov is that expression. This is the law of the zov is al derech zois toras ha'ilo goimer ha'mincha v'goimer. That's like other places in Torah where it says these are the laws of this particular offering, the mincha offering, the oil offering, etc., etc., etc. Generally, across the board, when the Torah uses an expression, Zois Toras, it's saying this is the full spectrum of all of the laws of this particular mitzvah. Zois Toras O'ila, this is everything you need to know about an O'ila. So Zois Toras Azov implies that this must be everything you need to know about a Zov. There in Rashi, Azdo is the Torah Kel Unvil Meforezan Alle Suge Zov. So therefore Rashi looks at those words, Zois Toras, and says, aha, right now the Torah is summarizing every possible variation of a Zav and in a logical sequence. Mina kal el achomur, from the least impure version of Zav to the worst version of Zav. And that would actually explain why later on the Torah is going to say in the next pasuk, the zav esoiv la'zachah for the male, ni tevuah setzach vegan zav frier in parasha. It doesn't mention the masculinity of the zav at the beginning of the parasha, nor mitve la'nekeva, but rather when it's telling us that the nida affects the female, zav tzuzama mitzava, that's when it puts the zav and the zava together, v'alzehovim beidah demzav in chayra, because as we've mentioned before, the zav and the zava share a uniqueness in that they require a carbon to become purified again. That's the most strict version of impurity that can happen from a bodily emission, and therefore they're put together, which matches what Rashi is telling us. So it's Torah, this is the entire gamut of the zav, from the lightest version till the person actually has to bring us an offering before they can be freed. But that's going to ignite a question. Hang on a second. Then if it's going minakal elachomor, if it's going from the easiest to the strictest case, you would have expected us first to say the person has a regular emission, which is not as severe as a zov, and then the zov. Here it reverses it. It says zoister is azov, vasher, and it's with a vav. Vasher betoisvis vav, it's an end. That implies that this zov we're describing over here is not in the same category as regular carry, but actually in the category of zov somehow. And if you read this, the way that it appears, it almost sounds like the Torah is suggesting, well, there's a Zav who is not even as serious as a Baal Keri. Then there's Asher Teva Asher Teitzim Menich Shir Vazera. Then there's the person who's the Baal Keri, and then the other Zavim. So Rashi says, okay, if we're going from the Kal to the Kaved, and all we know from the parasha so far about Azav is Azav has two or three emissions, but now we're seeing that the Torah is saying you're going mina Kal elechom, or so there is apparently Azav that is less or at least equal to a Baal Keri. Can't be the Zav has had two emissions, because everybody knows that that is stricter and more impure than a person who's a Baal Keri. Muzmen Zogen. So that forces Rashi to conclude, Azos Teres Azav Men Baal Ri'iya Achos, that now the Torah is telling us something we actually haven't discussed previously, which is that there is a person who is technically a Zav, and we can debate, as the various Amoraim do, whether this person is a Zav at this time or only a Zav retroactively later when they have subsequent emissions, but they can technically be a Zav with a single emission and the same laws as a Baal Keri. So now, but there's something else about what Rashi said over here that we need to understand, and that's the language Rashi used to describe this. What did he say? He said that those words, Azavazoyma, means Baal Shtei Re'ios, the one who has had two emissions, or Baal Sholish Re'ios, the person who has had three emissions, Shetoy Rosson, that their laws, Meforeshes Lamayla, have already been clearly explained earlier on in the parasha. So let's drill down into what Rashi said over here. Fondik L'shein Rashi, if you pay attention to Rashi's language, you see Ba'al Shtei Re'ios or Ba'al Sholish Re'ios. This is a person who is in a state of double or state of triple emission. Shetei Rosson Meforeshes Lamayla, that their, Toi Rosson, that their rules have already been expressed and explained earlier, is Muchoch. As the Rashi read the Pasuk V'azov Esev V'vegan Tzvei Sugei Zov. Now it's clear that Rashi is interpreting the words V'hazov S Zoivoi to be two kinds of Zav, as we have seen consistently right throughout the Sicha. The Biranal, isn't it moving? So here's what doesn't make sense. The Biranal, what we've just previously explained. What did we just explain? Zois Toiras is an expression that includes all the variations of Zav. And we've got one that is aligned with the Asher Teitzim Menishtich Vazera, the regular Baal Keri. So therefore we understand that there are three kinds of Zav. Is Blois Ahechach Azois Toiras Azav Ret Vegan Baal Ri'i Achas. All that proved to us is that Zois Teras Azav can, not has to, describe a Zav who's only had a single emission, because that's the only logical way you could have a Zav sitting at parallel with the Asher Teitzim Menishtich Vazera. And what we also know from that is that Hazav Ezoiv is obviously the next step. That's obviously now describing a much more severe form of Zivus, must be the case. But what in the simple understanding of these words in these psukim forces us to conclude as v'azov esev is kelot tzvei sugim, that the pasuk over here is talking about two forms of more strict zav. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Baal shteirus or baal sholishrius, both the person with two and the person with three emissions. I mean, we know that to be the halacha. But where do you see it in these psukim? We've already learned this earlier in the parasha. Where do you see it in these words, Vazov es Zoivai? So, Lecher Kemenen, friend, let's try and answer. As Vibald, Rashi Al-Chim Frigib Rachtal Koponim as Midrash. Seeing as Rashi earlier quoted, albeit in the name of a Midrashic approach, as the sign of Ran Tzvei Sugei Zov, that there are two kinds of Zov, Shterius and Sholishrius, the two or the three experiences of Zov. So he's telling us again, in case maybe we lost sight of that somewhere during the course of the parasha. But that's really not a good enough explanation for Rashi, besides the fact that it doesn't work with the words. The language of Rashi doesn't really fit well. Because if Rashi is relying on something we derive through a midrashic methodology earlier in the parasha, how then does he say Shetoyos and Mefureshes Lamaylo? How does he say that the laws of these two Zavim was clearly explained earlier in the parasha? Which implies that their rules, including the differences between their rules, that the Baal Shtei Re'ios is Metama Mishkav Moshav, and the Baal Sholish Re'ios is the one who has to bring a korban, is Mefureshes Lamaylo? That's clearly expressed earlier. Rashi should have been consistent and said, this is something we derived through Midrashic approach earlier in the parasha. Rashi alein zok lemaila, which is, as Rashi himself attested earlier in the parasha, he said Midrash. As a chiluk tvishon shteiris v'sholishiris is neat, pshutai, fundi psukim, no medrashai. Rashi was the one who showed us that the way we know the difference between the person with the two or the three emissions is a midrashic approach. How come over here? Does he say pshat? It's obvious, it's simple. Is there biur in them? The explanation is as follows. Dosos ashefreir breng to medrashai. We have to remember that even though Rashi did previously use the word midrashoi, we shouldn't mistakenly believe that that means midrash and nothing further. Sometimes we bring midrashic methodology to understand pshat. Is dos nitvi under etavu loit midrashai is de pirish in pasuk under shvi loit pshutoi. Rashi is not invoking the midrash over here to give an alternative to the pshat. Now, benin didan, rather, this is a scenario. Is echelot midrashay is the pirush and pasuk viloit pshutoi. The methodology might be midrashic, but the message of the medrash is the same as the message of the pshat. Medrashay gate veikarif is moisif noch a'inyan vosis merumis in pasuk, because the medrash is unpacking more of what the pasuk has actually said from what the pasuk has insinuated. Olidach gis, on the other hand. So, often we find that there's a medrash that settles our understanding of the pshat. But what's happening over here is even more than that. It's not just that the medrash helps us understand the pshat better. It's that the nature of the pshat forces us to have a midrashic approach. The only method we could use to really understand this pasuk is midrashic. The medrash is going to solve for us why the pasuk is using language that al pi pshat doesn't seem necessary. Remember, what did we say? We said the two psukim. One is ish. Ki yiye zov mi besoroi zoivoi tomehu. If there'll be a man and he'll have this emission from his body, that emission will make him tome. Then it says vazois tia tumasa bezoiva. Then it says, and this is the impurity of the zivus. Ror besoroi zoiva. There's two possibilities. Either will be like a kind of a dribbling emission, or hechtim besoroi mi zoiva, or it's going to be a very thick and Rashi even uses the expression, it's going to block up the whole system kind of emission. Tumasa he. That's what makes him impure. On der noch, and then after that. So again, how did we start it? So we said, this is the scenario of a zov is going to become impure. This is how he becomes impure. The emission looks like X and Y. On der noch, and then pasuk shlacher is there. And then we have another pasuk. Hey, mitzichon di prati dinim von tumas hazov, kalam ishkov goyim. And then the Torah goes into all the details. If he lies on a bed, he makes it impure. If he sits on a chair, he makes it impure. On a saddle, etc. Zif fashtandik. That doesn't seem to make sense. The order of this pasuk is quite, or these pasukim is quite choppy. Why does the Torah first give us the introduction? This is the kind of impurity that the Zav will have. Now, you're expecting that what's going to happen next is, well, this is how his impurity works. He touches this, he moves that, whatever it is. That's what becomes impure. That's what you're expecting. But then the Torah interrupts and says, so, why stop in between saying this is the impurity and then telling us what the impurity looks like? By giving a description of what the actual zivus looks like. Those are not laws about how the tumah of a zov works. Not sveifanim in ziva. Rather, those are two descriptions of the biological context of a zov. A kind of lighter, clearer emission. Or a thicker, sticky almost kind of emission that blocks up the system. The logical place for that biological description is actually in the earlier pasuk, which introduced us to a zav. It should have gone, ishki azav mi psara, if a person is a zav. What is a zav? These are the two possibilities. Zovei tomo, who then tell us that is impure, and this is what the impurity looks like. Wouldn't that be more logical? On the nachma, so istia tomasuk, la mishkov game, and then give us all the details. So it's because the pshat of the psukim is not clear that we need the medrash to help us understand what's going on over here. Therefore, Rashi quotes the medrash from Far Entfit and explains, let me contextualize these psukim. Mono akosuv harishen. The first pasuk uses the word zav twice to count And to clarify for us that there is a possibility of zav, we have two emissions. Ukra'oi tome. And the person who has two emissions, the Torah calls that person tome, meaning that person has the unique tuma of a zav. A single emission is not in this category. To become a zav, you have to have two emissions. Then, hakosav hasheni, there's a second pasuk which references Zav three times to tell us that there is another halachic status of Zav when a person has three emissions, v'kra'oi tomei, and that person is also called tomei. What's the Medrash telling us in Rashi's words? The Torah is the mitmeramas of tzvei sugim in Zav. The Torah wants to allude to the fact that there are two categories of Zav. V'zeh tume is nit gleich, and the distinction between these two categories is the nature of the impurity is unequal. On that far, that's why their impurity is described in two separate psukim, akosav arishin, akosav asheni, as Rashi calls it, the first and the second pasuk. And the Torah allocates or designates each of them as impure independently. Because their impurity is not equal. What are they? And how do I know from the pasuk that there are these two and what distinguishes them? Zokt Rashi. As yede zoi vosvet the montim pasuk is meramas if noch harieh. So Rashi says, well, that any form of the word zoiv in a single pasuk, each time it is repeated, means that this person has had another zov experience, another emission. Uvameila. Sorry. Zokt Rashi says, yeah. So therefore the first pasuk, which uses the word zov twice, is describing a zov who had two emissions. On kosav asheni, whereas the second pasuk whereas the second pasuk is describing a person as the word zov is repeated three times, who has had three emissions. Kumtois. As pshutei shal mikra dorten is machriach, that means that the simplest understanding of the pshat of the pasuk, once I know this information, because the pshat of the pasuk is forcing me to read into why we have extra words and repetition, the pshat forces me to do a midrashic analysis, which helps me to understand that there are two kinds of zav, bal shterius and bal sholishius, one with two and one with three emissions. So now that we understand that the nature of this midrash is not a classic midrash, it is a midrash that is invoked by the nature of the pshat, and therefore the pshat calls for a midrash. So therefore it follows logically that the distinction between the laws of these two personalities, which are in that all these two states of zav, as Rashi says, two emissions puts the person into the unique category of Zav Tumah. Three emissions requires them to bring a carbon. It's not just Rashi quoting for us a source in the Medrash, and just showing us it's not exactly contrary to the Pshat. Those words are required by the Pshat. How so, Vabiru? That's what Zoyz Tia Tum Osei. Because the pasuk is saying this is what will constitute the impurity of the zav, but sitzich bepashas sedem toma yehuva shteidem friedikim pasuk by bal shtei reiois says this is his impurity. Well, who? What were we just talking about before? We just described the person who had two emissions. Davon zogen as di dina tuma bechen shtein behemshach aparshas einen do oich bal shtei by bal shtei reiois. So that's the Torah being very clear to us that the unique impurity of the zav applies already from two emissions. Muslim b'meile zogin. Now, somebody has three emissions, there's got to be something extra. So what's the extra? Because already the person who's had a second emission has all the impurities of a zav. So why does the Torah introduce us to somebody who has a third emission? As they suffer from Baal Shoshriyas, Baal Shoshriyas is nitin dem etzim inyan vayfanatum atomehu. Well, here's what the Torah is telling us. The person who has a third zav emission doesn't have an additional layer of impurity. Not in them, but rather he has a new responsibility in his process of rehabilitation to bring a carbon. Nit mechayev vosoi carbon. It's interesting. The language Rashi uses is not to say he's now obligated to bring a carbon. But rather vos zika made neitekait and anayi zaitegazach. It's not a new obligation. It's kind of like a requirement. In other words, the person has moved into a deeper state of impurity that requires more help to rehabilitate, rather than makes him liable to have to bring a carbon. Now that we know that that's how Rashi understands and sees the pshat of Baal Shterios, Baal Shodashrios earlier in the parasha, now we can understand the summary at the end of the parasha. Why Rashi says that Zov is referring to the Zov with two emissions or the Zov with three emissions, who were explicitly clarified earlier in the parasha. While the chiluk hanal between shteirius and shalishius is muchachayich mitzad pshutei kanal barucha, he can say expressly taught in the parasha because it's the pshat that required that insight, as we've seen. Over meila, as Rashi will optai chavel chazov is teirasei meforeshes lemaila. So therefore, when Rashi wants to explain which zov was clarified earlier in the parasha, nit vi balria achas vasteirasei shteit esh besim asedra, he can't be referring to the Zav in the time of his first emission, because we're only going to learn that at the end of the parasha. So bring to Beit Sugim in Zav, which Zav was earlier explained in the parasha. That's the Zav who had two and the Zav who had three emissions. Now with that information, Rashi is actually giving us a tremendous insight into his view of what the halacha is in the procession, the progression of a Zav through the three stages of being a Zav. He has an amazing halachic insight. The same message that Rashi gives us at the end of the parasha is also in the Medrash Torah Kehanim, but normally Kamishinoyim, you will notice that Rashi uses different language to the Torah Kehanim, and that's important. Quite a number of the commentaries in Rashi analyze this. But the Rebbe says, out of all the variations in the language that Rashi uses, which the Mephoroshim do tackle, there's a particular variation of language that the Mephoroshim do not tackle. And it's not just a sidebar, it's not just a kind of pleitas apeir kind of thing. This difference in language between Rashi and the Toras Kohanim is significant, and it expresses the difference in approach to an halachic issue if you're looking through the lens of halacha as Toras Kohanim does, or through the lens of pshat as Rashi does. So let's see the lashon first. In Toras Kohanim is the lashon. The Toras Kohanim says, "Ze shera'a re'iya achas." There is the zav who saw a single emission. "Ze shera'a shtei re'iyos," who saw two emissions. "Ze shera'a shalosh re'iyos," who saw three emissions. Rashi is mashana. Rashi changes the language, and he says as follows: "Zokt ba'al ri'iyo achas." There's a person with a status of a single emission. "Ba'al shteiriyos," a person with a status of two. "Ubal shalishiyos," and a person with a status of three emissions. Now, initially, that might not seem like such a major distinction, but as we go through this, you'll see there's a fundamental distinction between you, whether you're saying the person had an emission or has the status of a single, double, or triple emission. So to understand this better, we'll look at the Gemara Nidah, where we find that there are two views about how you extrapolate from the Torah the difference in halacha between the two emissions or the three emissions of Azov. So Aleph Tidrosha from Rabbi Simoi. There's first the interpretation of the pasuk by Rabbi Simoi, Vas Rashi Breng to Arab, which is actually the language that you will recognize Rashi used. Mono hakosuf shtayim, that the pasuk counted the word Zov twice, v'koretame, and called that person impure, so a zav with two emissions is impure. Shalosh v'koretame, in the next pasuk, it counted the word zav three times and made that person impure. Okay, such time, letumah v'shalosh v'korban, and what that's teaching us is that after two emissions, the person has the status of impurity of a zav, and after three emissions, the requirement to bring a korban. That is what we're familiar with, because Rashi said it. The other opinion is basically Joshua from Chachomim. The Chachomim in the Gemara there say, Zoi voi, the word Zoi voi choda. That's referring to a single emission. Ror besaroi tre. That's referring to a second emission. Es Zoi voi tlas. That's referring to a third emission. Lemed al Zov, bal shalashiyah shacharev v'korban. That teaches us that if a Zov has three consecutive emissions, that Zov is required to bring a korban. But then the Torah also says that if the person only has a partial level of impurity, in other words, a partial level of impurity, That teaches us mikzah zov itome, that any type of zov is already impure. But there, it's talking over here about a zov who has had the second of his emissions, and therefore falls into this unique category of a zov who has impurity that is not found by pretty much most other impure individuals. Okay, so what's the difference between saying this one is the Baal Shalish Riyos, this one is, and what's the difference between saying, or this one saw the Riyos, what's the difference between saying the Torah counted X amount to make a person two emissions Tomei, counted a different amount to make a person three emissions Tomei, versus the Chachamim who say, well, three emissions is a Korban. Oh, and by the way, less than that is also Tomei. There's a practical difference between the two approaches. And that difference relates to what exactly is the halachic status of a zav who has two emissions. There are two possibilities. One, aleph. Zav bal shteir eis, v'zav bal sholesh eis, zanin gansav azundar mitziyasin. One approach is, a zav has had two emissions, is one category, one halachic status. And as others had three emissions, a completely different category in halachic status. The tumor von Baal Shterius is nit dieselbe tumor von Shterius von the Baal Sholish Riyos. If we go with that logic, then we're saying a person who has two consecutive zav emissions, their impurity is different to the impurity of a zav who eventually has three impurities, but even at the stage of two emissions is already in a different category, which will be clarified when they have the third emission. Za'inyan bifnei atzmoi. In other words, this approach is to say, Azov bal shteiri eois is a full self-contained halachic paradigm. Titzverius mitzad atzmoim zayin mechayv tum azovus for zayin nekim. In other words, the minute a person has two emissions, they are required to follow all the laws of impurity, and they are required to wait for 7 days before they can purify themselves. One approach. The other approach is, basically, Tumah from Baal Shterius is a chelik from the Tumah from Azov Baal Sholesh Riyos. The real Zov is a Zov who has three emissions. Therefore, the Zov who is impure at two emissions is because it is part of the process of becoming a Zov, like a real Zov. The Yois is a chelik from Sholesh Riyos. And because two emissions is on the path to three emissions, therefore, this person who's on that path is already confined by the impurity that really belongs to the Baal Shalish Riyos. We can actually see this in the words of the Targum Yonason. Chamotlas zimni. Ish ki yezov. When it's introduced, the concept of Zov, he immediately says three emissions. And the one nit klaldin dim from Baal Shterius, he doesn't even mention the possibility of a halacha for a person who has two zav emissions. Why? Because the tumah from Baal Shterius is a chedek from Baal Shalish Riyos, because he goes for that second view, which is the second emission that a person has is really just part of a third emission. It just hasn't all panned out. That is a practical difference. This could have a practical halachic implication. Let's say the person had two emissions consecutively, either on the same day or on two consecutive days. Then there's a clear day, and then a third emission. So the question is, so is that now considered to be one continuum, and therefore the person has the status of a Zov who has had three emissions, and therefore has to bring the korban or not? Which appears to be a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda. So if we go with the first approach, which was, well, as soon as a person has two Zav emissions, they are a Zav, 100% self-contained halacha of Zav. Well, then that means from the moment the person has had their second emission, they have to start the 7 days of cleansing themselves to be able to purify. The only way that the person would not begin their process of purification immediately would be if the next day they had another emission, which would show, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. Yesterday, we thought you were a Baal Shterius, but actually you're a Baal Shterius, because look, today you've had another emission. But if that doesn't happen, if he's a dafo is coming, as ever given not its various, I have not its various, I have secure him. by that logic, if the person has Monday an emission, Tuesday an emission, Wednesday nothing, then since Nisbar Gvar Nazer is Nikin Baal Shalish Riyas, well then we know that this person obviously is not a Zav to the fullest extent with three layers of Zivus, because look, there was a clear day. So now we know on Wednesday that actually on Tuesday this person was in the self-contained halachic category of Zov Baal Shtei Ri'os, who starts his 7 days and purifies. Then on Thursday he has another emission. That's a whole new process. Start again. It's not going to impact the fact that he had two emissions already. But if you go with the other opinion, which is that actually the whole concept of a Zav is three emissions, and therefore the Zav who has two emissions is on the path to a third, well then, even if the person started day one of purification, day one out of the 7 days of purification on Wednesday, because he had an emission on Monday and Tuesday, then he began the process, and then only on Thursday had another emission, well, we should have anticipated that kind of thing could happen, because Zav is always on his way to three emissions. So now he got there, and therefore that illustrates it right from the beginning. He was a Baal Shalish Re'ios. Valdisferius Zainakim, not Tzverius is neat, Valdisferius Mitzadatzman Zainan Dos Michayev, because there was no independent halachic status of a person with two Zav Re'ios who now counts 7 days of purification. Now Valdis Zainan Chedek Hamitzis from Shalish Re'ios, but actually it was really waiting for the third Re'ia to come. If it never came, then the Zainakim would have worked, but it came. So we're now in a category 3 Zivus. And that's the difference between these two approaches to understanding what's going on with the Zav. So if we go with the approach of the Chachamim, right? Mi Zoivoy, that word Mi Zoivoy, part of his Zav is already impure. Well, then it's very clear that the Chachamim are saying that a Zav who only has two emissions is really part of a greater halachic construct called a Zav with three Re'ios. Whereas if you go with Rabbi Simoi's explanation, which is the one that Rashi used, the Torah allocated a pasuk and counted the word Zav twice in that pasuk to give us a category of Zav who has two emissions. The Torah made sure in two different psukim, in two different expressions, to speak about the two and the three emissions. Well, it's obviously then two different halachic realities. And with that, we can look at the difference in the language used by the Torah as Kayanim, which is coming from the approach of the halacha, which really looks at it as a continuum. The Zav is moving towards Shalish Riyos versus the understanding of Pshat, which is in Pshat, Zav Baal Shtei Riyos is different to Zav Baal Shalish Riyos. So where do you see it in their language? The Torah's Kayanim bring fear out of them, nimid mi zoiv and mikta zoiv. First of all, the Torah's Kayanim uses the Chachamim's interpretation, mi zoivoy, that even part of the process of Zav is enough to make him impure. Two emissions makes him impure. And the Farzok said, "Dodim Loshen," and therefore the Torah's Kanim has to continue by saying, "Zeh Shera'ah Shtei Re'ios," that the person who had two emissions saw the beginning of a process. Shalosh Re'ios, which eventually he saw become the full process of Shalosh Re'ios. The Loshen is Madgish Shtei Re'ios Befoyal. In other words, the Torah's Kanim is very focused on what he actually experienced. The Torah's Kanim wants us to know there's one category of Zav, and the practical realities of how the Zav has to live is dependent on how many actually he saw, how many emissions he actually saw. Rashi, but Rabbi Rashi, who quotes Rabbi Simoi, that says, Two Re'ios is one category. Three Re'ios is another category. Therefore, Rashi is saying this is a different status, a different person. The kind of person who had two Re'ios is one class of Zav, and the kind of person who had three Re'ios is a different class of Zav. Therefore, he says clearly, Ba'al Re'ia Achas, Ba'al Shtei Re'ios, Ba'al Shalish Re'ios, the person who is in the status, the person who is defined by a single emission, the person who is defined by a double emission, the person who is defined by a triple emission, and all of them have different halachas. Each of those is their own status, their own persona, their own halachic category, and that is, of course, what Rashi is illustrating to us very clearly earlier on in the parasha, and it reflects again towards the end of the parasha too.